And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt Girls. From around Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. Today is Saturday, October 29th, a day later than normally planned, but you know what? I wanted to have a relaxing Friday night after work. So I decided to push back today, yesterday's recording to today. And looking at the NHL from this past week, we start off with the 25th of October, where the new additions lead the way in two games. As on Monday, the Montreal Canadiens defeated the Philadelphia Flyers 3-1, and the Calgary Flames defeated the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 in the shootout. For the Montreal Canadiens, Alexander Radulov had a goal and two assists for 3 points, which matched a career high for him, and Shea Weber had a goal and an assist to help the Montreal Canadiens win their fourth straight game. Radulov, who was signed as a free agent on July 1st, earned 3 points in an NHL game for the first time since January 21st, 2008, when he was with Nashville. Also, Brian Elliott made 31 saves and stopped all 7 shootout attempts he faced, and Christopher Steak scored the decisive goal to lead the Calgary Flames past the Chicago Blackhawks. Elliott, who was acquired on the June 24th in the trade with the St. Louis Blues, picked up his first win with Calgary, and Versteeg, a free agent signing on October 11th, scored his third career game-deciding goal. So, in which his others came with the Chicago Blackhawks, which he won Stanley Cups with in 2010 and 15. And then on it's Saturday and it feels like a Friday. So, I retract one thing. The two games that we talked about were from Sunday, or from Monday. And these games are actually from Tuesday, October 25th, as we had the Pittsburgh Penguins defeat the Florida Panthers 3-2, the Minnesota Wild defeat the Boston Bruins 5-0, New Jersey Devils defeat Arizona Coyotes 5-3, the Philadelphia Flyers beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3, Detroit defeated Carolina 4-2, Tampa Bay defeated Toronto 7-3, Calgary defeated St. Louis 4-1, Dallas defeated Winnipeg 3-2, Ottawa defeated Vancouver 3-0, San Jose defeated Anaheim 2-1 in overtime, and Los Angeles defeated Columbus 3-2 also in overtime. And that was a day of third period rally, powered the Philadelphia Flyers to victory, with the Flyers trailing 3-0. In the third period, 19-year-old Travis Konecki scored his first NHL goal, and Mark Streit had a goal and two assists for 3 points to score to help spur the Flyers to an eventual shootout victory. Also, Sidney Crosby made his 2016-17 NHL season debut, which sparked the Pittsburgh Penguins. So that was good for Pittsburgh to get their leader back into the lineup. And it was also a triumphant return for Brian Elliott. Calgary Flames goalie Brian Elliott made 23 saves, including 12 in the third period, for his second win in as many nights while making his return to St. Louis, where he spent the past 6 seasons and is the St. Louis Blues all-time shutout leader. The Blues thanked Elliott and Troy Brower, who last season helped the Blues reach the Western Conference Final for the first time since 2001. And then also Flames forward Matthew Tkachuk had an assist in his first NHL game in St. Louis, where he grew up playing hockey, while his father, Keith Tkachuk, played for the Blues. And then when you look at Wednesday the 26th, it was announced that David Backes of the Boston Bruins will miss at least 2 games due to elbow surgery. Backes underwent the removal of the ulcranian bursa from his elbow on Monday the 24th, and he was only slated to miss 2 games per general manager Don Sweeney. Then moving on to the 26th, when the Washington Capitals took on the Edmonton Oilers, plus other games that took place that 3 other games that took place that day. we had the Washington Capitals versus the Edmonton Oilers in Edmonton at Rogers Place Arena. The lineups for the Washington Capitals was Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Andrei Burakovsky, Marcus Johansson with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Zach Sanford with Lars Eller and Justin Williams, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with John Carlson, Brooks Orpik with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in the net. For the Edmonton Oilers, they had Milan Lucic with Connor McDavid and Jordan Eberle, Benoit Poulet with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Zach Cassian, Patrick Maroon, Leon Draisaitl with Jesse Puljujarvi, and Tyler Pitlick with Mark Letestu and Anton Lander. Their defense pairings were Oscar Klefbom with Adam Larson, Andre Sakara with Chris Russell, Darnell Nurse with Eric Greiba, and Cam Talbot in the net. Going into the first period, it was a very penalty-filled first period for both teams. Benoit Poulet was called for cross-checking at 7:37, then at 10:15, Jay Beagle would be called for holding, then at 13:02, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins would be called for tripping, and then at 18:44, Daniel Winnick would also be called for tripping. At the end of the first period, it was tied 0-0. Shots were 11-10 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 9-7 in favor of Edmonton. Hits were 10-5 in favor of the Oilers. And the power play, the Caps were 0-2. With Edmonton was 0-1 with their second in progress. Overall, this was a good first period for the Capitals as they were able to establish their cycle game against this young Oilers team. On the power play, the Caps were able to get great looks and good shots on net. Now, as the first period is over and both teams have had a chance to feel each other out, the Capitals need to continue playing their cycle game and grind down the Oilers in their own zone. Plus, the Capitals need to be disciplined and stay out of the box and continue to draw penalties. Now, at 7:48, Benoit Poulet was able to score his second of the season from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. And then at 17:08, Benoit Poulet would score another goal, his third of the season, from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Oscar Klefbom. Then, at 17:13, Benoit Poulet would be getting called for closing his hand on the puck. Then, at 17:38, TJ Oshie would be called for cross-checking, and Cam Talbot, served by Darnell Nurse, would be called for roughing. At the end of the second period, Edmonton would be up 2-0 over the Caps. Shots were 24-17 in favor of the Capitals. Faceoffs were 20-17 in favor of the Capitals. Hits were 22-8 in favor of Edmonton, and on the power play, the Caps were 0-3, and Edmonton was 0-2. This was a solid second period for the Capitals, despite the two lapses that saw Benoit Poulet get two lucky goals. The Capitals continued their cycle game to grind down the Oilers, and were also holding the Oilers shotless until Benoit Poulet scored his first goal of the period. The Capitals need to continue to grind the Oilers down with the cycle game, but also need to cut down on their passing and get more shots on net, especially the kind of shots that will create rebounds. Also, the Caps can't get frustrated and keep playing, and they must keep playing their game. Then, going into the third period, 9 seconds into the period, Alex Ovechkin would score his fourth of the season from Matt Niskanen and Andrei Burakovsky, their fourth and first assists, respectively. Then at 1:25, Patrick Maroon would score his second of the season from Jesse Puljujarvi and Connor McDavid, marking McDavid's sixth assist of the season. Lars Eller would then be called for hooking at 9:14. On that power play at 9:57, Milan Lucic would score his third of the season from Andre Sekera and Connor McDavid, and then TJ Oshie would be called for high-sticking at 10:34. The Edmonton Oilers would go on to win the game 4-1 over the Caps. Their shots were 35-29 in favor of the Caps. Faceoffs were 34-29 in favor of Edmonton. Hits were 29-15 in favor of Edmonton. And on the power play, the Capitals would go 0-3, and the Edmonton Oilers 1-4. I'm not going to lie, I actually dozed off during this period after the Maroon goal, so I didn't see anything after that until the last 2 minutes of the game. Overall, it's disappointing that the Capitals were not able to pull this one out in Edmonton. The Capitals need to, you know, play a better disciplined game. They really do. It was good to see Ovechkin come out 9 seconds into the period to get them on the board, but then they lapsed and gave up a goal literally like a minute 10 seconds later. So you can't have that. And the Capitals have been handed their first back-to-back regulation losses in over a year, so it'll be very interesting to see how the Capitals respond tonight in Vancouver against the Canucks. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that, we'll come back from the break. When we come back, we'll look at the other games that took place on October 26th, also the games that took place on the 27th and the 28th as well. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016 at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to mcwragetv.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. And we are on October 29th. We actually just went for the Caps-Oilers game that took place on the 26th. The other games that took place on the 26th were also the Montreal Canadiens defeating the New York Islanders 3-2, the New York Rangers defeating the Boston Bruins 5-2, and the Anaheim Ducks defeating the Nashville Predators 6-1. Shea Weber had a goal and assist, and also happened to score the go-ahead goal with less than 3 minutes left in the third period that left the Canadiens to the 3-2 win against the New York Islanders. The Canadiens won their fifth straight game and are 6-0-1 for the season after that game. Note on the Caps-Oilers game, the Oilers, with their victory, gave them their best start in 31 years. Talbot made the 34 saves, and Benoit Pouliot scored twice, including the game-winning goal from behind the net, to power the Oilers to their fourth consecutive victory to a 6-1-0 record. And then, you know, forward David Pastrnak opened the scoring 10 seconds into the game for the Boston Bruins, but at the same time, that would have no effect as the New York Rangers would go on to win 5-2. Then on the 27th, it was announced that Hampus Lindholm signs a contract with the Anaheim Ducks. The restricted free agent defenseman got a 6-year contract reported at $31.5 million. And pretty much he had been a holdout. He wanted nothing more but to come back to the Ducks and play with the same core group he has competed with for the past three seasons. And when he finally signed that 6-year contract, he is back. Financial terms were not fully released, but TSN reported the contract is worth $31.5 million with an average annual value of $5.25 million. So Lindholm, who is 22 years old, gets a 6-year contract from the Anaheim Ducks. And also on the 27th, the Ottawa Senators granted goalie Craig Anderson a leave of absence. Ottawa is unsure how long their starter will be away. The leave of absence is indefinite to deal with a personal matter, per general manager Pierre Dorion. As a result, the Senators recall Chris Dreiger from Binghamton of the American Hockey League to back up Andrew Hammond. Obviously, this is a major thing. Anderson missed about a week of training camp after he was excused to deal with a personal issue as well. So, obviously, best thoughts are out to Craig Anderson and his family as he deals with this matter right now. And then on Thursday, October 27th, in a pair of games, the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the New York Islanders 4-2, which featured goals for the Penguins from Patrick Hornquist, Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, and Phil Kessel. Travis Hamonic, Shane Prince scored for the Islanders. The Minnesota Wild would defeat the Buffalo Sabres 4-0. Wild would get goals from Johan Eriksson, John Zucker, Ryan Suter, and Miku Koivu. The Arizona Coyotes would defeat the Flyers 5-4. Coyotes would get goals from Jamie McGinn, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Martin Hansel, Brad Richardson, and Ryan White, whereas the Flyers would get goals from Nick Cousins, Braden Schenn, Andrew McDonald, and Wayne Simmonds. The Toronto Maple Leafs would defeat the Florida Panthers 3-2. The Maple Leafs would see a two-goal game from Tyler Bozak and a goal from James Van Riemsdyk, and the Panthers would see two goals from Jonathan Marchessault. Montreal would go on to 7-0-1 as they defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1. The Lightning got their lone goal from Alex Killorn, whereas Montreal got goals from Alex Galchenyuk, Max Pacioretty, and Torrey Mitchell. The Red Wings would defeat the St. Louis Blues 2-1 to go 6-2-0 for the season so far. Detroit would get goals from Franz Nielsen, and they would actually win in the shootout. And then the Blues' only goal of the regulation was from Kevin Shattenkirk. Then, of course, you had the Jets defeat the Stars 4-1. The Jets would get goals from Tyler Myers, Kyle Connor, Patrick Laine, who scored twice. And then the Stars would get their lone goal from Tyler Seguin. And then the Kings would defeat the Predators 3-2 in overtime. The Predators would get goals from Craig Smith and Vadim Arvidsson. And the Kings would get goals from Jake Muzzin, Tyler Toffoli, and the game-winning goal in overtime from Jeff Carter. And the Sharks would defeat the Blue Jackets 3-1. The Blue Jackets' lone goal come from Scott Hartnell, whereas the Sharks would get goals from Jonas Donskoy, Tomas Hertl, and Hertl again when he would hit the empty net at the end of the game to ice the game for the Sharks on the 27th. And then yesterday on the 28th, David Pastrnak was suspended 2 games. The Boston Bruins forward was punished for an illegal check to the head of Rangers defenseman Dan Girardi. Boston Bruins forward has been suspended 2 games without pay for an illegal check to the head of Dan Girardi. The National Hockey League's Department of Player Safety announced, for which hit took place in New York on Wednesday, October 26th. Under the terms of the collective bargaining agreement and based on his average annual salary, Pastrnak will forfeit $10,277.78. All money that players forfeit and when it comes to suspensions go to the Players' Emergency Assistance Fund. So, and then that day, or that night, Friday night, or last night, the Carolina Hurricanes would go on to defeat the New York Rangers 3-2. Rangers would get two goals from Zuccarello, and the Hurricanes would get their goals, two from Jeff Skinner and one from Brian Bickle. The Blackhawks would go on to defeat the New Jersey Devils in overtime 3-2. The Blackhawks would get goals from Artemi Panarin, Marian Hossa, and Artem Anisimov. And the Devils would get their goals from P.A. Parento and John Moore. The Calgary Flames would go on to defeat the Ottawa Senators 5-2. Senators would get goals from Erik Karlsson, Kyle Turris. And the Flames would get theirs from Dougie Hamilton twice, Sam Bennett, Sean Monahan, and Michael Frolik. The Jets would go on to defeat the Colorado Avalanche 1-0. The lone goal would be scored by Sean Mathias for the Jets. The Edmonton Oilers would defeat the Vancouver Canucks 2-0. They go 7-1-0 for the season. Connor McDavid would score his 5th of the season, and Milan Lucic his 4th of the season. And then the Columbus Blue Jackets would defeat the Anaheim Ducks 4-0. Their goals came from Sam Gagne and Brandon Saad, who each scored 2 goals each for the Blue Jackets. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your wrap-up. You, of course, have your game tonight between the Washington Capitals and Vancouver Canucks at 10 p.m. tonight. Washington Capitals, I love to see them keep playing that cycle game against the Vancouver Canucks like they did against the Oilers. It creates great momentum for the Capitals. I like to see them hit a bit more. They do a bit better in the faceoff as well. They're going up against a Vancouver Canucks team who started hot but is now faltering. Vancouver is not the same team that they were in the first 4 games as they've been the last 3-4 now. So this is something that the Capitals need to jump on and go, hey, they were hot, now they're cold. Let's hop on them while they're still cold and give them another loss. That's what the Washington Capitals need to do tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk. You can follow us on Twitter at Experience Hockey, Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. Also, if you go to my personal Twitter account, which is at the Lindenbaum75, we are doing a Twitter poll for which game my good friend Dixon and I should play on X75 Unsanctioned on Twitch, which is between NHL 17 and Star Wars Battlefront. And at this time right now, NHL 17 is winning the vote. So if that's the case, you know, and you want to see Dixon and I play, put some votes on there and make sure that him and I play that on Wednesday against each other. And then we'll be back on Tuesday with NWHL Tuesday. I might do an episode on Monday to cover the Caps games tonight and tomorrow between the Canucks and Flames. I may hold off till Wednesday, maybe, just because if it being Halloween, there's a lot of things I like to do on Halloween. Plus, I want to make sure that the NWHL is taken care of because we're trying to work on things right now. I might be doing some interviews with them today or tomorrow or even Monday. I want to really focus on the National Women's Hockey League and on Halloween as well. So, and who knows, maybe the Experience Hockey Talk will be done via X75 Unsanctioned. Who knows? So there's always that possibility, too, where you can actually see me while playing NHL 17 or Star Wars Battlefront talking about the Capitals games. So without further ado, we also want to thank our sponsor, the Till to Kill in Frederick, Maryland. The Till to Kill Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kill girls. For more on Till to Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until Tuesday, we will see you on the ice.